from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Daylight Savings Senate Bill 103, sponsored by Cliff Purtle of Roswell, passed the Senate on a 22-18 vote on Friday. Now it needs approval from the House. State Senator David Gallegos of Lee County, who has helped Purtle in the past to get the measure passed, says it's far from a done deal.
And one of the things that Senator Purtle had brought up, even though if we pass it, it doesn't go straight into happening, it's got to have a congressional authority. And I guess there's 17 that have done this so far, and we would be number 18.
The Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office is aiding the Roswell Police Department in looking for Austin York of Roswell, who is believed to have been involved in a shooting Sunday morning. That according to a post on the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Austin was last seen driving a Chrysler 300 with New Mexico license plate 733-WTJ. Anyone with information on this case should contact the Roswell Police Department. An Amber Alert that had been issued for a Carlsbad mom and her two young children Friday afternoon by Carlsbad police were found safe about a half hour later, that according to reports. But there's been no word on the alleged kidnapper. New Mexico high school football was canceled last season because of the pandemic, but on Friday night it returned with a bang. Child football coach Dusty Giles was just happy that his kids got to play on Friday night, and he was pleased with their performance.
I'm a football coach, so I always worry about everything. I was really pleased. I was really pleased how we did all three phases of the game.
Sunday afternoon, the smell and the sounds of street outlaw racing were prevalent at the Hobbs Airfield Speedway. For this grandfather and his granddaughter Bree from Tatum, it was about enjoying racing again.
She's just hanging out. Her mom's back there cooking hot dogs.
Okay. So what do you think of racing back in town?
Well, I'm glad. It's about time we do something around here.
And Bree, they brought you, but what do you think about the races?
It's cool.
How come you like it?
It's because I get to see different cars race.
Hobbs Airfield Speedway owner Jamal Awad echoed those sentiments.
People are ready to get out of the house and do something. This is huge. This is great for Hobbs and all the air.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.